What if you could live the life you truly desire? What choices would you make? What is stopping you from choosing this? Join the Consciously Crazy Chicks, Megan and Haley Sue, on the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show to discuss many topics around creating and being instead of existing and living. What fun can we have creating the fabulous life you desire?
Welcome, 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 everybody. We are the Consciously Crazy Chicks, and I'm Megan Rogers, and Haley Sue will be with us momentarily. She's just putting out some of her technical issues. But today, we have a very exciting show up. We are talking about ghosts. But before we get going, I'll just tell you a little bit about who we are and what we do. The Consciously Crazy Chicks, we will do and be whatever it takes to create the fun, happiness, and joy we know is truly possible in our lives and in yours. So we'll have any conversation that's required to do this. So I'm the co-creator and owner of Consciously Crazy Chicks. I am a Talk to the Entities facilitator, which we'll get to in a bit, a bars and body process facilitator. I'm an energy healer. I do web design and lots of other IT work. It's very cool. And Haley does the same sort of thing. She's a bars and body process facilitator. And she does, I think she's a beauty salon person. But it's all very cool. And yeah, so if you need to get hold of us, or if you want to call in or Skype in or ask any questions on the show, you can get hold of us through Skype at atozen.fm. And if you want to get into the chat room, you just click on Zen and click on chat room. So cool. Who are you going to call? So we were doing the ghost show because Friday the 13th, aren't we lucky? And a little bit superstitious. No, I'm just kidding. So, could playing with ghosts be fun? And what if you embraced your weird and wild sixth sense? And what if it wasn't wrong? So, we'll just start off with the basic things. If you want to join the live chat room, as I said, you go to atozen.fm/chatroom, and then you can just dial in. So, let's start off with the basics of what we talk about when we ask, you know, what are ghosts. So, ghosts are entities, and an entity is anything that has energy defined. Okay, so entity is a very broad term. So I'm an entity, you're an entity, the chairs are entities, and obviously people who have passed on are also entities because they're still energy defined. And how do we know that ghosts are there? I mean, how do you know truly if ghosts exist? So if you had a sixth sense or an inkling, that there's somebody, you see something out of the corner of your eye, or you maybe notice that somebody's there, or, I don't know, just have something strange going on. And that's probably your first awareness that there is an entity or a ghost there. The main thing that ghosts, we notice when they're a ghost, is that when you've got lots of voices in your head, you know, if you've got lots of thoughts, lots of things going on, and that's generally an indication that there are ghosts around. So is it a problem if there are ghosts around? I don't know about that. But so we'll just go through some of the things that Haley has joined us. Haley, are you there?
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for having me on the show. What would it take for all the entities to allow me to speak and say what needs to be said?
Yay. So I kind of just dived right in. I've sort of just explained what entities are and ghosts are, and now we're just talking about how we know if there are ghosts around and what to do about that.
Fabulous. So basically, we're almost done with the show. Great.
You're funny. So anyway, I was saying that if you have a lot of voices in your head, and you know, a lot of the time the voice is saying you should do this, you should do that, a lot of the time that is an indication that there are entities around you. Okay. So do you actually need to do anything with this information? And do you want to do anything with this information, really? So my answer to that question is, first ask questions. Who does it belong to is the first tool that we have in access. Because 98% of our stuff in our head isn't ours, and it could well just be the entities around you. So the one question, who does it belong to, and then return it to send with consciousness attached. So once you've done that, and you start, the voices start to go away a little bit, and even if they don't, that's also fine. But there's nothing to be afraid of or fear around having entities or ghosts around you, and you really don't need to do anything about it unless you really feel like you should.
Really? I don't have to be afraid?
You don't have to be afraid.
I don't.
No, you don't have to be afraid.
But aren't they like creepy and scary and know more than me and gonna hurt me?
Well, creepy, maybe. But I mean, you know, there's people that are creepy. Normal people that are creepy. So. Scary, no. and even though the movies test that, you know, we should be afraid of ghosts, you know, when somebody passes over, when there's an entity or something in it that's not embodied, meaning that they don't have a physical body here anymore, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're more aware or have more consciousness or more power than you. They've just moved from one physical state to another. It doesn't mean their consciousness is necessarily better. So you don't have to be afraid of them, no. And then no. I don't have more power than you.
Well, because I think that's one of the biggest myths, is that it is portrayed that when somebody passes over or whatever, is that they go to this living space and suddenly no more than you and me and everybody else. So is that just a myth?
Yes, it is. Because just because somebody's passed on, it really isn't the truth.
So is Megan still there? No, we seem to have lost Megan.
Yeah.
Okay, so for me, with entities, I've always known that there was I've always known that I've had guides, but I've never really been acknowledged them. I did at one stage in my life. But then I shut that door again. I don't know what that is that I wasn't really willing to look at. And since beautiful, crazy, conscious friend Megan has come into my life, she has awakened things around me. And now I am so aware of my guides, entities, and all sorts of other beings that are around. And and just yesterday, actually, we were doing some body processes, and for the first time in a long time, I got the sense that there was somebody standing right next to me, but I could actually feel him, which that hasn't happened in a long, long time. And she said, "Well, okay, cool. So who is it?" And I was like, "Well, okay, cool. It's a guide." And it was just so amazing for my body to feel that. And since then, I've been like, oh, cool. So this person's around now, and this person's around. And oh, my goodness. So what can they contribute to me? And do I have to do anything with it? No, I don't have to do anything with it. If I choose to, they contribute to me. So, yeah. It's very cool. Megan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yay. Welcome back. So I was just talking about guides and my guides and the feeling I get when there are entities and things around me. So if you want to talk a little bit about guides, what does that mean? What are they?
Sure. So we'll just back up a few steps with that. So the entities is that inner defined, and we were just saying that when somebody's disembodied, they aren't necessarily more aware than you. But you do get people who have moved on, who obviously are more aware and more conscious, and have chosen to help us through our life here. And you know, we can call them teammates, we can call them guides, we can call them helpers, whatever is light for you, really. And these beings can be people that have lived now with you, that have lived before with you, that have never lived with you, but you have some sort of promise or contract with them, or even somebody who's just wanting to help you. I mean, that's very cool. Can you imagine you've got a whole bunch of these beings walking with you through life, and are just kind of right there beside you, talk, and necessarily hear them because we're so self-focused and life-focused and in this reality. But, yeah, that's what guides are. I call them my teammates because they are part of my team. And whenever we work and play, and I include them in everything I do. So that's very cool.
Yeah, that's quite cool. Yeah, that is quite cool to include them in everything that you do. And when you do remember to ask the questions, they can actually help you. So, like when I'm driving in traffic and it's not moving or flowing, I would ask my teammates, hey guys, is there anything that we can do here to make this be more ease, joy, glory, and flowing, please? And it seems to work every time. So how does it get better than that?
How does it? I know. It's actually quite an awesome thing that they can... Look, they're not... we need to sort of understand that they are there to help you. So if you, it's like playing when you're playing a soccer match or a hockey match or whatever sport you like. They won't be able to score the goal for you, but they are there to the ball and to play the game with you, you know. You have to make the choices in your life, but they're just there to aid you. And when you're asking questions and make life a little bit easier, they're around. So that's pretty cool about teammates. I really enjoy working with mine regularly and on a daily basis, which is quite cool. So
you mean I can't send them to go in to beat up people? They won't do that for me.
Okay. You want those people beaten up, Hayley?
There are
people we could do that without having your guys do it for
that me. That need a smack.
Okay. How does it get any better than that?
You know. Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like, you know, I'm sure we've spoken about those stupid people that if we could just tip the earth and the stupid people would all, well, if they could just do that for me, it would be really nice.
Or maybe you could just ask them to help you with your allowance a little bit. Hard work right there. But where's the fun in that, eh? Nice to just smack people.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway. So we're about to go to break, but when we come back, we can talk a little bit more about if you know that you've got entities around and you'd really like to start to deal with them or handle them a little bit more ease so that your life is a little bit easier and people around you's lives are a bit easier, then we can go through some of those tools, and I think that would be fun. Cool.
Awesome. See you on the other side.
Most of us live our lives in a way that we think we have to, based on society and what you were brought up to do. What would it mean for you to live the life you truly desire in every way? What would it take for you to choose that? On the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show with Megan and Haley Sue, you will receive tools and inspiration you can use to do just that. We will talk about anything with you that can change and shift your reality. What if now is the time to choose change and what you truly desire? Listen for the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show every Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Mountain, 5 a.m. Pacific, and 3 p.m. Central African Time on A2Zen.fm.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
This is the Consciously Crazy Chicks with Haley Sue Buchanan and Megan Rogers. To participate in the program today, please call in the U.S. 815-880-8255. In Canada, 613-800-8736. In the U.K., 033-0001-0625. Or you can Skype us at a2zen.fm. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending an email to Megan at megan@consciouslycrazychicks.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Consciously Crazy Chicks. I'm Megan Rogers, and my partner in craziness is Haley Sue. And we are talking about ghosts. Who are you going to call?
Dan, 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 the Consciously Crazy Chicks.
Okay. That's what you're going to call. So we have a really good question on the chat room that if someone wants to explore the idea of entities in their life, what would you suggest for them to start with as an exercise or something they can use? Okay, so as I was saying before we left, you know, if you do see that you've got entities, or you just want to, as the question says, you want to explore the idea of entities, asking questions is always a great way to start. You know, you can just ask, you know, is there an entity here? And you'll get a heavy or a light feeling. And then the heavy or light tool, for those of you who don't know, is if something is true for you, it will be light. You'll feel light and spacey. If it's not true for you, it'll sort of feel heavy. Yeah, heavy and contracted, if I can put it like that. So that's the first question to ask. And then if you really do want to explore further with entities, let's say they are around, then you can start to talk to them. There's a way to clear them if they're there to be cleared, and there's a way to just have a conversation with them. The thing, though, you need to remember is that when you're working with entities, it's never going to show up exactly how you would imagine it would. You know, like the movies always, you know that movie, The Sixth Sense, I see dead people. That is a very, that's a very, very Hollywood way of dealing. Some people do really have that, but most people have it in a very different way. So no matter how they show up for you, just remember that it doesn't need to look like anything specific. One of the producers is that movie scared her so much. It scared me too. Can I just say? Yeah.
So, Meg, if you know there's entities around, does that mean we have to do something with them every time? Could they just be there for us to clear, or, you know, like, do they always have a message or, you know, trying to help or whatever it is? Like, do we always have to do something?
That's a very good question. So for me, no. I will only deal with entities for two reasons. I deal with them on a weekly basis because it's part of my business, and it's what I've chosen to do is to help them clear and move on and all that kind of thing. And I deal with them when they bother me. Otherwise, there's no need for me to do anything. Sometimes people who do this as a job, the entities will come to them because they have a message for people that they would like to engage with. But for the average or the normal or the every other day person that doesn't deal with this, you really don't need to do anything with it unless you want to. There are more entities on Earth than there are disembodied entities than there are bodied entities. Think about that for a moment.
Yeah, wow, that's like hectic. But I think that's a lot of the misconception is that people think, oh, well, they must be here for a reason. We've got to find out the reason and we've got to do something about it, you know. Can't just leave them. Or meanwhile, they've been around for however long getting on with their own stuff. Just because you're aware of entities doesn't mean you need to now do something with that.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the bottom line, really. You know, if you want to do something with them, then we'll give you some tools now that you can, you know, start to learn and practice and engage with them. If you don't want to do something with them, you really don't. They're not there to hurt you or upset you or anything like that. They're just carrying on with their daily stuff, so to say. although I must say that for entities, time is quite different to us. But that's just because we live in a very reality. And they have now moved into a little bit of a non-linear reality. So, Haley, do you want to, I'm going to give you a tool as to how to help clear entities if you'd like to try it. And you can practice it a little bit and see what shows up and how things show up for you. And then I'm going to ask Haley to share her experience we had yesterday. Dun, dun, dun. If you don't know what the dun 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 is, have you ever seen the movie The Croods? With that little dude with that's called Belt. Every time there was a dramatic thing, it was like dun dun dun. Yeah.
And remember the hand.
You have to use the hand. Okay, so just before we get to the tool, the dun 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 was just, you know, to emphasize that there's so much drama and trauma around ghosts and entities and the unknown and all that kind of stuff, where it really doesn't need to be that way. It can be easy and fun and joyful, and, you know, you just get to choose. Okay, I'm going to do this or I'm not going to do this. And if you do it, then take the drama and the trauma out of it. Mm. I think that's the dun dun dun, if we leave the dun 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 out, or add it in if it makes it fun.
Yeah, I think that the movies and TV have played a huge role in portraying entity ghosts as evil, like out to get you, kind of scary things. So I think a lot of people take that point of view. I know I have been scared of forever, and it's because of the fear of the unknown. Now that I've been more aware of what entities and ghosts are, it is a little bit easier for me to be in the dark alone. Although I still don't like to close my curtains. That has a lot to do with my mother and how she used to scare me as a child. But anyway, I digress. Mix. So, tell me the
digress.
Right,
well, can I just tell you, I don't like the dark either. But I don't like the dark either, and I deal with entities all the time. But the reason I don't like the dark is not because of ghosts. It used to be because of the ghosts. I just don't like insects, so I can't see them if it's dark. So, entirely different conversation.
Okay. Yeah, we digress.
Okay. So, anyway, if there are entities around you and you'd really like to get to play with them a little bit and learn how to help them clear. When I say clear, like you're just going to show them that there are other possibilities for them. So before I give you this tool, this is part of Access Consciousness. It's a speciality class, which we call the Talk to the Entities. And it was developed by Shannon O'Hara, and she is the founder of Access's daughter. Gary Douglas's daughter. But Shannon has been really, really key in how I, and I think many, many people in the world, deal with entities, and these tools come from her. It's just created so much ease and so much joy when you deal with entities that you don't really need to be so terrified of them anymore. So I just wanted to give you a little bit of background about where it came from. Okay, so if there's an entity, ask, truth, who are you? Truth, who are you before that? Truth, who are you before that? And truth, who will you be in the future? So what that does is it asks, okay, says to the person, okay, so who are you? Then I'll go, oh, I'm so-and-so. And then you go, okay, so who were you before that? He goes, oh, I was so-and-so. And then who were you before that? Oh, I was so-and-so. And basically, he goes, oh, so I can be something else or somebody else. I don't need to share. So that enables them to move forward. Then you can ask, so truth, what is your job? What was your job before that? What was your job before that? And what will your job be in the future? And that gives them the same sort of awareness if they're here for a specific job. And then the last one is, truth, what are you? And what were you before that? And what will you be in the future? So if they're not necessarily beings from this reality and time, they may have been something else before, and that's just an entirely different conversation. But it gives them the opportunity to choose something else because they realize, oh, okay, actually, there's a different choice here. So that's the main tool. I'll go through that again just before we finish the show, just so that if you didn't get it, you can either read through it or you can just write it down again. Yeah.
And it's so, so simple. It's such a simple tool. I mean, just that little thing, and you just clear the entities, and it really is that simple, guys. You know, there's no having to go around the house and chant things and blow smoke and, you know.
You can if you want to. It might be funny.
Yeah, it's quite fun, but you don't have to. That's how simple it is. And that's why the access consciousness tools are just phenomenal, because they are so simple yet so dynamic and effective. So since we're talking about clearing entities, I'll tell you my little story from yesterday. Megan was doing body processes on me, and we were at my sister's house where there are loads of entities, loads of them. So Meg was doing this body process, and she went down to my feet and she thought, okay, cool, I'm going to start clearing the entities. She didn't say anything to me. I was like half asleep. And all of a sudden she said to me, stay in your body. And in that moment, I had seen in my mind this line of beings, bodies, just stepping forward, like leaving. But it was such an expansive, beautiful energy. And I was standing in the line. I also wanted to go because it was just such an awesome feeling. And that's when Megan said to me, stay in your body. I was like, oh, I came back suddenly. And it was just, but that was so expansive. And so, yeah, that was the first time I'd seen how many entities there were that lined up for her to clear. And I just thought I'd get in the line as well. So she had a little bit of point of view about that. Shaming.
I did have a point of view about that. I'm like, no way. Get yourself back in there. It was quite funny at the time.
But it was so amazing to feel that energy and that knowing that there is so much more out there and such greater possibilities, and that this reality is just full of shit, really, actually. I mean, that space, that energy, and I don't know how to explain it, because it was so expansive and so freeing that I was like, well, that's the space that I want to play in. So what would it take for me to be in that space all the time?
Yeah. Awesome. So we're going to take a break again, but when we come back, we can talk a little bit more about that. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yes. Okay, we'll do that. I won't leave in the meantime.
Thanks.
Most of us live our lives in a way that we think we have to, based on society and what you were brought up to do. What would it mean for you to live the life you truly desire in every way? What would it take for you to choose that? On the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show with Megan and Haley Sue, you will receive tools and inspiration you can use to do just that. We will talk about anything with you that can change and shift your reality. What if now is the time to choose change and what you truly desire? Listen for the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show every Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Mountain, 5 a.m. Pacific, and 3 p.m. Central African Time on A2Zen.fm.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
This is the Consciously Crazy Chicks with Haley Sue Buchanan and Megan Rogers. To participate in the program today, please call in the U.S. 815-880-8255. In Canada, 613-800-8736. In the U.K., 033-0001-0625. Or you can Skype us at a2zen.fm. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending an email to Megan at megan@consciouslycrazychicks.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Consciously Crazy Chicks. I'm Megan Rogers, and my partner in craziness is Haley Sue. And we are talking about ghosts. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, who's going to call Consciously Crazy Chicks? Hey! I am the crazy one, yes.
Okay, so we had a question. We were talking about Haley's experience, but we had a really good question about how do you know or sense something, there's a bad entity or an entity is bad? So that's a really good question, because what is a bad entity, really? What do you think a bad entity is, Haley?
So are we talking about demons here? So,
or a creepy person.
Are we going there?
Okay, let's go there.
Well, I guess it's
okay. So
it's just like, okay, wait, let me talk. It's the same as when you're in the room with a entity, another person, and you get a real bad feeling about them. It's the same. Wouldn't it be the same with a demon or an entity who is bad? They get that same. It's like a contracted, like, ugh, kind of energy from them.
I'm gonna say yes. In a nutshell, you will know when there's an entity that makes you uncomfortable. And not that necessarily discomfort is a bad thing, but as Haley says, when you feel that contracted, almost breathe-in type of energy, makes you nervous, makes you a little anxious, that's generally, especially if you know the entities are there. But having that, you know, if you're still very new with entities, the entity can be quite a normal entity or somebody that's not bad, quote-unquote, but it's our fear around them that makes you feel like that. because we're going, okay, I don't know what to do with this. Who is this? Why are they here? What do they want? Are they going to hurt me? You know, we go through that whole step in one breath. But it doesn't necessarily mean that entity is bad. So the first thing you kind of got to do is wrestle with that bit of fear and go, okay, hang on. Let's take a deep breath in, put your barriers down, and then ask the question, you know. You can ask the who are you question, that what is your job, what are you, those three things. And then if it's still very contracted, even though you've expanded and dropped your barriers, then you can probably ask the entity if they're there for a conversation with you. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they're bad. And in my point of view, i.e. there aren't any really bad entities. Every entity is a contribution, engages with you, whether it's a disembodied person, a so-called demon, a so-called angel or light being, or whatever else there
really
is.
Really, a demon is a contribution?
Well, they're here for a reason. So they're generally here to keep anti-consciousness in place, or unconsciousness in place. And as soon as you recognize that and realize that, you can change it. So they are there to as a contribution. Okay. So once you recognize that it's there, they can move on. You can use that clearing as well. There are some other clearings too, but I'll put some information on our website for you to have a look at it. And you can use it, you know, on a regular basis. Those clearings we'll put on there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, and
so there's not really anything as a.
I was going to say, and if you don't know what to do with the entity or the demon or the whatever that's showing up, call the Consciously Crazy Chicks. We are the Ghostbusters.
No, we really are. we really, really are. especially after yesterday, we were at a house. Yeah, we were at a house and we were clearing entities, and we were clearing thousands and thousands and thousands of them, including the deep and the what we call darker energies. But you have to also realize that the religion and the movies and the like Hollywood and all that kind of stuff have made entities to be this really deep, dark, scary zombie, vampire, exorcist stuff. And that's, you don't need to have that fear around it, because that's not necessarily how it's going to look. I've never ever dealt with an entity that fits into that bracket, to be honest. I've dealt with some interesting ones and some scary ones, but nothing that fits into exorcist. So that's my point of view, and I really don't think that people need to be
scared. So I suppose when you step into your potency and your true knowing, then nothing can hurt you, and nothing is more powerful or more potent than you. So just by being you,
exactly.
You will, you're protecting, if I can use that word, yourself by being the potent being you know you truly are.
Absolutely. So the one thing that I get asked a lot is that how do you protect yourself against stuff? And for me, you don't really need protection, because if you have that awareness, you'll never need to be protected. But until you until you get to a place of that awareness, the one thing you can do is know that you always have choice, that there's no being, body, entity, anything that can come near you unless you choose. And if you're aware that it's there, you can choose for it not to be there. You're like, this is my space, sorry for you, out of here. You are
exactly.
Always the most potent being in your life. Always, always, always. Yeah. So there's a question on the chat room that says, Carol slept in a hotel and she was constantly awakened and wondered if it was entities. Are there places where entities more like together? Not really. I think, you know, again, we have this point of view that entities will be in places like cemeteries, and there are hospitals, places where there's a lot of dead people. but quite frankly, entities rather where they like the energy. So if they were visited that hotel many, many times and they seem to have passed on or they passed on in that hotel, they will go to that place because they like that energy. And that's a very big generalization. It's not like that for everybody, but generally they'll attach themselves to something that they like, especially if they don't know that they haven't moved on. Again, very general, very broad sentence, but yeah.
Yeah, and also wouldn't it be that if it could be Carol, actually, that they are coming to, that because they know that you are aware, that they could be coming to her instead of actually a place together. Could that be?
Yeah, absolutely. So, Carol, if you... Are you somebody that's interested in I'm now asking Carol on the chat, Remy, but are you somebody that's interested in dealing with entities? Or do you think that they are coming to you because you have more awareness of them? What is your awareness on that? Let's see what she says. So she says she has more awareness on it. And that's fine, you know, often people will come to you because they know you can sense them or see them and they're drawn, attracted to that. It does not necessarily mean you have to do anything about it. It makes you uncomfortable, or it's in your space, or it's stopping you from sleeping, or whatever. Then you can deal with it with those three questions I gave you earlier. Otherwise, just ignore it. If it's not something that bothers you, then you don't need to do anything with it. It's not a have to.
Yeah. Again, it's not that you have to do something about it. It's just acknowledging that you are aware of it.
Yeah. It's interesting though that hotels, I'm often in hotels where the entities are. They seem to like hotels, but I actually just think that there's entities everywhere, absolutely everywhere. And also when you're sleeping, you're in a more relaxed state and you're in a more open state or aware state, not necessarily an open state, but an aware state. So you will find that you will notice them more when you are sleeping because your barriers are down, there's less of your day-to-day, this reality stuff in the way. So often people will go, okay, but they wake me up or I see them in my room at night. Vulnerable is a
Most of us live our lives in a way that we think we have to, based on society and what you were brought up to do. What would it mean for you to live the life you truly desire in every way? What would it take for you to choose that? On the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show with Megan and Haley Sue, you will receive tools and inspiration you can use to do just that. We will talk about anything with you that can change and shift your reality. What if now is the time to choose change and what you truly desire? Listen for the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show every Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Mountain, 5 a.m. Pacific, and 3 p.m. Central African Time on A2Z.fm.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
This is the Consciously Crazy Chicks with Haley Sue Buchanan and Megan Rogers. To participate in the program today, please call in the U.S. 815-880-8255. In Canada, 613-800-8736. In the U.K., 033-0001-0625. Or you can Skype us at a2zen.fm. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending an email to Megan@consciouslycrazychicks.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Consciously Crazy Chicks. I'm Megan Rogers, and my partner in craziness is Haley Sue. And we're talking about ghosts. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun. And, you know, clearly there's lots of entities on the line with us today that want to talk and didn't want us to talk just now. We had a little power on and off going on here. So welcome all the entities that wish to be acknowledged. And thank you for your contribution to our work today.
Yay. Cool. So we were just talking about why people... I was trying to explain why people often say that entities bother them at night and wake them up, and it's just really your awareness of them. And again, you really don't have to do anything with them unless they disturb you and you want to. It's always choice, and they can't hurt you unless you allow it. And I know that sounds very simple, especially after you see the movies like The Ring and all those kind of things, you know, lots of possession and things like that.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of people, you know, and this comes back to religion and the church and control, is when you talk about ghosts and entities and stuff, they'll say to you, oh, but you're opening yourself up to be possessed. So what is that? And is that necessarily true?
Okay, so it's quite a... For me, that's something that I always used to worry about. Always. I was always quite big in the church, and I witnessed somebody that had possession. We had like a whole, and you know, people prayed for them and they pushed them around, and it was like it freaked me out entirely.
Yeah.
Because this person was possessed and they were talking in this voice, and it was just horrendous. But at the time, I didn't have any tools or any awareness or knowledge around what it was. We got told that this is what it is. If you don't do what you're meant to do and you don't do things the right way and you do this and this and this, okay, it was a whole religious thing, then you will open yourself up to that and you can just be possessed if you dabble in dark things or bad things or whatever. But in truth, possession is about control. If you allow something to possess you, you are controlling everybody around you. Because all that fear and all that, everybody just goes into panic and they don't know what to do and they freak out. You are controlling them, are you not?
Absolutely.
So that's all about control. So, but you can only you can allow something to anybody around you. And all you have to do is choose and just go, you know what, no. I'm not going to do that. And nothing has any power, potency, more than you do as a being. So I can't control Haley. She can't control me unless we allow it.
Oh, honey, I can control you. Come on.
No, whatever. Stick to the topic,
so
Haley.
I was just thinking.
To the topic.
All right. So I was just thinking, it's not only entities that can possess you. I'm just thinking of like, you know, your business is an entity. Requires energy, it is energy. So your job can possess you, basically, where all you become is your work and, you know, doing your, just completely consumed by that. So that for me is kind of possession as well, isn't it?
It is. Absolutely. So we're not talking about like now taking control of the body, but of your life. And again, that comes down to choice.
Yes.
You get to choose whether you want to be doing the job or working 9 to 5 or having your own business or whatever that is. So you get to choose and you get to be in choice of your life, I guess. I wanted to say control, but you know what I mean. Your business can be an entity, but that's different to ghosts, but same thing really.
So, okay. I digress.
Yes, as you do. But just before we get to the end of the show, I just wanted to give you those tools again about how to deal with entities, especially if they are in your space and you would like to clear them. So, always ask questions. The first lot would be truth. Who are you? Who were you before that? And who will you be in the future? What is your job? What is your job before that? What will your job be in the future? And what are you? What were you before that? And what will be in the future? And you can thank them for being a contribution to your life and ask them to leave. Remember that nothing can ever, ever, ever control you or possess you and allow it. You always have choice. Isn't that? It's just so easy, isn't it? Once somebody tells you that, it's so easy.
And, yeah, if you want to learn these tools in person and you would like to experience entities, come and play with us. We have awesome ghost-busting tours in Cape Town. And, it's about teaching people to be a little bit more aware and conscious of entities and ghosts and using the tools to clear them and get free of this scary, freak-out kind of point of view that we all have about ghosts. Of course, they're going to freak you out and scare you anyway, because that's just fun. But, yes. So come and play with us. You'll find all the information on our website as well.
Yeah. I'm going to jump out dressed up as a skeleton and think that would scare anybody. So, yeah, come and play. And if you would like any more information about entities and talk to the entities and doing maybe a class on that, you can go to entities.com. And no matter where you are in the world, there's a facilitator generally on at least one of the on the continent you can get in touch with. And if you'd like to ask me questions, you can send me an email at Megan@consciouslycrazychicks or Haley@consciouslycrazychicks. How did we get so lucky to be playing with the yings?
Yeah, absolutely. And you've got a talk to the entities intro on Sunday, don't you, Megan, in Johannesburg?
I do. In Johannesburg, we have a talk to the entities introduction. So if you'd like to get more information on that, you can just go onto our site and onto our website under events, and it will give you all that information. And I'm doing a beginner's class in Joburg on the 23rd, if anybody wants to explore this a little bit more. So, yeah, that would be fabulous. That's also on our website.
Yeah, come and bust the myths and just get a little bit more clarity. And that key as well.
Yeah.
Be clear on what you are asking for and what is actually showing up. And we were talking about them being clear at the beginning of the show. When you're asking for you're asking your questions, you need to be clear on what you are actually asking for and demanding of the universe and of the entities and beings that are contributing to us.
I know. Isn't that awesome? Oh, and one other thing is we're doing another intro in Gaborone as well on Monday, if anybody's in Gabs that's listening to us.
Oh, yes. That's actually
awesome. So thank you so much for joining us, everybody. It was a fabulous show, and we hope that we made life a little easier for you.
Thank you, guys. Have a fabulously scary Friday. Dun, dun, dun. It is Friday the 13th.
Thank you for choosing to listen to us, the Consciously Crazy Chicks. Megan and Haley Sue will return next Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Mountain, 5 a.m. Pacific, and 3 p.m. Central African Time on A2Zen.fm. We hope you'll join us. Until then, what fun can you have and what can you create just by